It was in this sense that Herbert Spencer would coin the chilling phrase survival of the fittest, borrowing from Charles Darwin as notions of evolution. In the 1880s through the 1890s, down to the outbreak of the First World War, one therefore sees a whole series of books, pamphlets, public speeches dealing with the question of race. Gumplowitz, Austrian Gumplowitz, wrote a work that had a considerable audience in the 1880s called The Struggle of Races. Benjamin Kidd, in 1894, a work entitled Social Evolution. All of these things emphasizing in the most unequivocal fashion that the world was now involved in a competition between civilizations and races. One gets some sense of the brutality of these ideas and the formulations from a work, an essay published in 1900 by Professor Carl Pearson called National Life from the Standpoint of Science. Let me quote this. "History shows me one way and one way only in which a state of civilization has been produced. Namely, the struggle of race with race and the survival of the physically and mentally fitter race. This dependence of progress on the survival of the fitter race, terribly black as it may seem to some of you, gives the struggle for existence its redeeming features. It is the fiery crucible out of which comes the finer metal. You may hope for a time when the sword shall be turned into the plowshare, when American and German and English traders shall no longer compete in the markets of the world for raw materials, for their food supply, when the white man and the dark shall share the soil between them, and each till it as he lists. But believe me, when that day comes, mankind will no longer progress. There will be nothing to check the fertility of inferior stock. The relentless law of heredity will not be controlled and guided by natural selection. Man will stagnate. The path of progress is strewn with the wreck of nations. Traces are everywhere to be seen in the inferior races and of victims who found not the narrow way to the greater perfection. Yet these dead peoples are, in very truth, the stepping stones on which mankind has arisen to the higher intellectual and deeper emotional life of today." This sort of statement is perhaps blunter, is perhaps more straightforward than many, but it is certainly in the mainstream of much of European thinking with regard to the position of European civilization in the world, and as a justification, would serve as a justification for this new round of European imperialism.